Gavin Newsom is having a tough time deciding whether Nancy Pelosi or adrenochrome influenced his decision to lock down California and to impose unconstitutional vaccine and mask mandates on citizens who foolishly put him in office. Until recently, the disgraced governor had been telling JAG investigators that Pelosi, over his objections, forced his hand, that she threatened to demolish him unless he conceded to her lockdown demands. But on Thursday, November 18, Newsom shifted blame away from Pelosi and onto an inanimate villain, adrenochrome, a pharmaceutical cocktail comprised of oxidized adrenaline harvested from the adrenal glands of frightened children and synthetic opioids. Notable addicts included Hillary and Bill Clinton, John Podesta, and Bill Gates. Convicted deep state players had said the deleterious drug mitigates illness, prolongs life, and enhances sexual prowess, but sometimes carries serious side effects, schizoid psychosis. When speaking to JAG investigators, Newsom hinted at a new side effect, suggestibility. Prolonged use of the drug, he said, had made him susceptible to suggestion, compelling him to embrace thoughts and ideas he would have otherwise considered reprehensible. In a sworn deposition, Newsom said he was first introduced to adrenochrome in January 2019, shortly after taking office. While attending a lavish party teeming with political elites and Hollywood A-listers, he was approached by a celebrity who asked him to indulge in a dose of adrenochrome. "I swear I'd never heard of it before that, never taken it before. I was told it would make me a better, a stronger governor. I was reluctant, you know, but it turned out everyone was doing it. Politicians, celebrities, even athletes, somehow it's not detected on conventional drug tests. I was already tipsy on a few too many cocktails and caved in," Newsom purportedly told investigators. The unnamed celebrity, Newsom added, escorted him to a restroom stall and injected adrenochrome in his thigh. "You ever see that Bradley Cooper movie, Limitless, where he takes this magic pill and can suddenly do everything? That's how it felt. So I was instantly overcome with feelings of euphoria and invulnerability. It was like I could rule the world," Newsom said, adding that he initially took the drug every other month. Then every month. Then every week. "Only in brief, fleeting moments of clarity, lucidity did I realize it made me open to the power of suggestion. For example, when I was told that the state shouldn't jail arsonists or shoplifters, or homeless people accosting tourists, well, it sounded like a great idea, and I went along with it. And when Pelosi told me we should indefinitely lock down the state and enforce vaccination and mandates, it sounded fantastic. The adrenochrome made me do it all," Newsom went on. When investigators asked Newsom why he had previously claimed Pelosi had threatened him to comply, he said, "Well, she did, or at least I think she did." The investigators' questions segued into whether Newsom was high on adrenochrome when he allegedly raped young girls in the basement of his Fair Oaks home. As he had in past interrogations, Newsom insisted he was innocent, again saying that his extramarital affairs were with women of legal age. Investigators told him that Rear Admiral Crandall had evidence to the contrary, which would be revealed at his tribunal. Unfortunately for Newsom, military justice does not include an adrenochrome rehabilitation program, and he will face a military tribunal on December 18.